Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
This place, your glory on our face, we're looking to the sky. Descending like a cloud, you're standing with us now. Lord, unveil our eyes, and you're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Sing, open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. And show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. And show us your glory, Lord. Oh. Show us your glory. Show us your power. And show us your glory, Lord. Sing, open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Sing, open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Hey! Hallelujah! I'll let your praises ring forth to God this morning. Let me hear you say, hallelujah.
Even in the fire, I'm alive.
dark I hear your voice. Rising up I will rejoice. For I was lost but now I'm found. 'Cause even death can hold you down. You are God, you know the great I am. Breath of life I breathe you in. Even in the fire I'm alive in you. You are strong in my brokenness. Sovereign over every step. Even in the fire I'm alive in you. You are God, you're the great I am. Breath of life I breathe you in. Even in the fire I'm alive in you. You are strong in my brokenness. Sovereign over every step. Even in the fire I'm alive. I'm alive in you. I'm alive in you. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives within me. Christ who lives within me. And from beginning to the end, you deserve the glory. You deserve the glory. Say that with us. For it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives within me. Christ who lives within me. And from beginning to the end, you deserve the glory. You deserve the glory. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives within me. Christ who lives within me. From beginning to the end, hey! You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory. You are God, you're the great I am. Breath of life I breathe you in. Even in the fire I'm alive in you. You are strong in my brokenness. Sovereign over every step. Even in the fire I'm alive in you. You are God, you're the great I am. Breath of life I breathe you in. Even in the fire I'm alive in you. You are strong in my brokenness. Sovereign over every step. Even in the fire I'm alive. I'm alive in you. I'm alive in you. Hallelujah. Come on, I want you to praise God like He is alive in you this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise a God that deserves our praise. Amen. We praise a God that deserves our praise. Amen. We thank you, Jesus. Ha. Sometimes for me, I have to stand and realize that He loves me. That no matter what I hear or what I see or what I feel, I have a God that loves me. I have a God that stretched out His arms and said that this is for you. And it's sometimes I think that we take that for granted. We live in a world and a society sometimes that make us feel that we're not loved. That if we would take what we see and if we would take what we hear and if we would take the things that people may say about us, yeah, It feels that way sometimes. But I'm here to tell you that you're not the only one that feels that way. There is a God that loves you. There is a God that loves you with everything that He is. Not everything that He has, but everything that He is, because that's who He is. He can't help but love you. That's His makeup. That's His DNA. So as we sing this song today, understand the love that our God has for us. Understand the things that He has put in place to show that He loves us, that He knows the single hairs on our head. He knows our problems. He knows our issues. He knows us. So take that time this morning to bask in His love. A love that He freely gives to each and every one of us.
Here.
Now this is a song that a whole lot of us grew up singing. But to be honest, it didn't take until I was an adult to understand the true words of these songs. To understand what these words are saying. It's saying that Jesus loves me. I know that for a fact. Because I look on the cross and I see what Jesus has done for me. All the kids belong to him. Even though they are weak, even though they're his children, there are times that we have to understand that he is strong. So Jesus loves me. This I know because the cross tells me that my Lord and my Savior came and he died for me. Even though I may feel little at times, I know that I may be weak, but my God is strong. Come on, y'all. Jesus loves me. Yay! This I know, for the cross it tells me so. Men who want to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. He loves us, oh how
he loves us,
oh how
he loves us,
oh how he loves us. Yes, he loves us, oh how
he loves us,
oh how
he loves us,
oh how
he loves us.
I say it again this morning. Sink into your spirit, sing it again.
He loves us.
Oh, make it personal today. Sing how he loves me. And he loves me.
Our voices and we say thank you.
Thank you, Jesus,
for your undying love to us.
We thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father, that everything that we have,
we offer it back unto you.
We don't claim anything for ourselves.
We thank you that everything that we do, everything that we am, will serve you.
Everything that we speak, everything that we say, that we sing, that we do, Father God, it's because we give our all to you.
Hide me in your arms.
Thank you, Jesus.
Surround me with your love. And I will, oh Lord, worship.
love you in this place. Lord, we pray that this just isn't a song in our lives, but it's truth.
Yes.
That all that we are is yours.
Yes.
Everything that we have belongs to you.
Yes.
And God, as we celebrate this New Year's Eve, and we begin to think back, and reflect on this year, God, I pray that you build up faith. Build up faith. And if we start to look back and reflect, may we recognize one thing, that your love has always been there. I don't know if I'm the only one here, but I can look back at this year and I can literally see God's love working on my behalf. I can see it. I can go back moment by moment. I can look at dates. I can look at certain things that happened and certain things that didn't happen. Things that could have went a lot worse than what they did. And it's just evidence that God's love, God's hand has been on my life this whole year. He knew everything that was going to happen to me in 2017. Nothing took him by surprise. And I can look back and reflect and see all of these things, see all of those things, and just say, God, I'm so thankful that you love me. And it makes me thankful, but it also is so encouraging, because I know this is a brand new year that we're going into. And you may feel like, you know what, I had a lot of things that didn't seem like they went my way. But I'm here to encourage you. God never left you. Be encouraged. If you need to go even further back, there's a scripture that says, for God so loved the world that he sent his one and only son, and whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For he didn't come to condemn, but he came to save. And you may feel like this year beat you up. You may feel like this year wasn't for you. But as long as you have breath, as long as you can get out of bed, as long as you can open up your mouth and say Jesus, then I'm telling you, you have something to be encouraged for. You have something to be encouraged for, because God sent his one son, Jesus Christ, and he gave up everything so that we could have life. And God, I just pray right now that we are encouraged. And Lord, if there's anybody in this place that feels discouraged, it feels like this year just has gotten on top of them and they just feel overwhelmed, Lord, I pray that right now, December 31st, that you come and insert yourself into their hearts, insert yourself into their minds, where they can see you. Where they can write down, on December 31st, God touched me. On December 31st, God showed me that I'm here. On December 31st, I realized that he has been with me this whole time. On December 31st, it made 2017 the greatest year of my life. Because on December 31st, I recognize that the creator of the universe, the savior of the world, has been with me the whole time, has been standing right here beside me the whole time. And he's got me, and he's telling me that it's okay, I'm here, you're gonna get through this. Come on, I think this is for somebody. If you just need to hear these words, that this is for you, just receive it. God is saying, it's okay, I'm here, you're gonna get through this. It's okay, I'm here, I've made a way. God, we thank you. And with every head bowed, every eye closed, if you can say, I've never accepted Christ as my Savior, I've never accepted him as Lord, You may have never heard that scripture been said before, that God sent his one son to die for you so that we can have eternal life. And all we have to do is believe in him. If you're in this place and you've never made those decisions and you want to do that right now, he is here. And he's not wanting to condemn you. We're not here to condemn you, but we want to encourage you. So if you're here in this place and you say you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, just raise your hand right where you are. Just the prayer team looking around so we know who it is and we can put things in your hand. Anybody here? Amen, amen. God, we thank you. God, we thank you for a great year. God, we thank you that you've been walking with us step by step, stride by stride. Everything we went through with you. And God, we're thankful that when we went through it, we came out stronger. And God, I'm encouraged that what I'm going through now, I'm going to come out on the other side stronger because you're with me. And God, we pray for today's service. That everything you want to do in this house today, that we get out of the way and we let you work. God, we pray for our movers. These are 10 people that we've written down and we know that they need you. And God, we pray right now that you are sending your Holy Spirit into their rooms, into their houses, into their cars, wherever they are. I just pray you send it and you begin to convince them that they need you. And God, we call them saved in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We love you. And we celebrate all that you've done for us this year. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Well, I hope you guys had a great Christmas. And if you see someone you don't know, introduce yourself.
Would you join me this morning? Father, this morning we bring those in our body that are sick because we know there's quite a few this morning. We've received word from multiples that people are battling sickness and illness. I just pray that you would accomplish your will and purpose. You say in the Bible, you say that you send your word, that you sent your word and you healed our diseases. And so, Father, we just pray this morning you'd send a word to our folks that are sick and that you would heal them completely. Father, we also pray for all those that are traveling, that are away on trips, that you would give them traveling mercies, that you would put angels all around them and guard them and guide them and bring them home and back to us safely. We pray these things in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, amen. Well, good morning. Welcome to the frozen tundra.
It's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.